السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today I have a beautiful verses I'm going to share it with you from chapter Al-Hijr. Chapter Al-Hijr, which is the following chapter after chapter Ibrahim عليه السلام. Verse 1 through 5. Question and answer from Allah to us. Today you meet a lot of us as a cool Muslim, and when we see people enjoy their life or non-Muslim enjoy their life, they have a perfect look, very beautiful people, money, status, and we think, look what the style of life they enjoy. Please, 1 to 5, Al-Hijj will give you the answer. And Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhuma, and another report, it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Aisha radiallahu anha, when she one time she saved a few dirham, he said, what are you doing it for, ya Aisha? She said, I desire some sweet. He said, be careful, because if you give your nafs what you like, your heart become hard. Your heart become hard. Now look at Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu when he was walking, and he finds some companion or somebody, I forget the story exactly, but somebody was going and he buying something. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm desiring such and such. Listen to what he said. He said, are you give your nafs every time you desire something what you want, what do you want? The person did not answer. Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, radiallahu anhu, people who do that, they asking for the nafs to be high. With the nafs to be high, the iman go down. And before you know it, the ghafla increase. And the nafs will become the ruler of the person. Allah will not be the ruler. And the person after that will be running after only one thing: to fulfill his desire. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. Please, all of you, 1 to 5 Al-Hijj, read it carefully. It will answer a question about a lot of people today. They said, oh, how come the Muslim is suffering and non-Muslim enjoying? Read 5 to 5, 1 to 5, you will get the answer. Verse 21, a question very important. I'm not going to give you the answer. But remember also, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, Al-Dunya Jannatul Kafir. Dunya is the Jannah of the Kafir. Wa Sijnul Mu'min. And the prison of the Mu'min. Today, I see the majority of all Muslim, they do the opposite. They want to imitate the kafir, not imitate Allah wa Rasuluh, not imitate Rasulullah sallam and the companion. By this way, and this also for you, ya Abid, when you ask me about that, I was sitting with one of my relative, and I tell him, because today, the knowledge of Islam and the knowledge of this Quran become entertainment. Entertainment, ya Abid. Not for Allah, not for Akhirah, entertainment. And look at the result. By this way, the person increases his knowledge, but dunya increase too. If knowledge of Allah make you increase dunya, something wrong with your knowledge, something deep wrong. And actually the early people said, this will not be a knowledge, this will be a fitna and trial from Allah to you, and istidraj. Istidraj meaning Allah is pulling you toward Jahannam wal'iyadhu billah. And this one of the signs. Allah give you the knowledge, will not allow you to live the knowledge, go back to dunya, all you're thinking about dunya, and you lost akhirah. Please, today I want you to listen to the two session, because containing some of very important question from one brother, his name is Abid. Also verse 39 to 40, 35 to 40 and 42, a very message from Allah to us. Who under the control of shaitan, who is not? verse 56, a very important warning. Verse 88 to 99, a complete comprehensive message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ummah. Remember that when I used to teach people about Quran and the difference between Quran Makki and Madani, you find out all Quran Makki end up with a complete comprehensive to the Ummah. I bear witness to Allah, until now for 35 years I hardly meet anybody understand even or thinking about the message from Allah to the Ummah of Rasulullah in Quran. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. An-Nahl, chapter An-Nahl. And believe it or not, chapter An-Nahl has a nickname. The nickname chapter An-Nahl, An-Na'am, the Na'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in chapter An-Nahl today, I wanted to read verse 1 and just comprehend it and reflect. 22 till 26, a very important message and containing a few words. This few words, I wish to share it with you, but I will not. I want you to try to figure it out. From 22 to 26, two words. This two words, I consider it a very comprehensive message and wisdom from Allah. Is anyone can give me the two words? Question. Verse 33-34, a very, very strong warning. 36-37, do you comprehend it and thank Allah? This is a question for me. Do you comprehend 36-37? And do you thank Allah on why? 40, very important. 43, extremely important. 53 to 55, a very important think, contemplate, and ask question. 61, a very important message about zulm. 61, a very important message about zulm. May Allah save us to be a zalim or supporter a zalim or be a part of zulm. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. 95 to 96, a very important message. 97, the constitution of happiness in Quran. 97, the constitution of happiness in Quran. You want happiness? Go. One verse will teach you how to be happy. 99, again, this is to teach you one important element about the wisdom and message from Allah to you about shaitan. Do you think it's not important to know that? And number 102. 112, it will teach you something about the condition of today and every day and the future. You want to understand what's going on today and the future? Read verse 112. Verse 126 till 128. 126 until 28, which is the end of the chapter of An-Nahl. Subhanallah, read it and just beg Allah to make us among those, the one who Allah chose to be guided with the quality beloved to Allah. Again, all this chapter, the ending is a comprehensive advice from Allah to us. I hope I hear some of your reflection. I feel sad, but nothing I can do. Imagine hundred and hundred of people or more listening to this, and I get only 2-3 reflections. This will tell us how much important you're thinking about what I'm sending to you. But only I'm doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only for Allah. I'm not waiting for anything. If I'm not doing for Allah, wallahi, I cannot take it. Wallahi, I cannot take it. But for sabilillah, anything go. For the pleasure of Allah, anything go. To please Allah and meet Allah and inshallah He smile to me, this is my most important thing. May Allah make us among those inshallah. Jazakumullah kulla khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope to hear from all of you.